Hello and a very warm welcome to In the News. And in the news today, we're welcoming supportability. Becky Shorrock is going to talk to us about supportability and the accumulator challenge, which all sounds very interesting. So a very warm welcome to In the News, Becky.
Hi, Bill.
Great. Okay, so we'll crack on straight into it. Tell us about supportability, who you are, what you do there, and what the charity does.
Okay, so we're a disability charity based in Stockport, but we actually cover a wider area of Greater Manchester. We help children and adults with very complex disabilities. So we go into their homes, or we have a day centre, and we have a residential home as well.
Okay, fantastic. And you've obviously, I know you're a little while, I've known you a little while now, and you do various different things in charity fundraising scenarios. I guess it's quite difficult, is it, to come up with things that are a bit different and a little bit more creative?
Yes, it's increasingly challenging, I must say, that trying to come up with new ideas, really, that's going to be commercially viable. And also that, you know, people actually want to take part in. So I think for us, we're quite limited with resources, so we don't have that budget either for some of the grand balls that the charity does. But we're trying to kind of be more clever with the ideas that we're coming up with. So we're working on that at the moment for 2022.
Yeah, well, it makes absolute sense, because I know we've spoken before about just how busy people are and how much how many things are vying for their attention in the Netflix world of stuff, of the internet and everything that's vying for our attention. So to get people's attention in the first place, as I know we've discussed before, is a challenge. So anyway, you've come up with this idea called Supportability Accumulator Challenge 2020. So tell us a little bit about it, how it works, and what the drivers are behind it.
Yeah, so the Accumulator Challenge is basically a little bit like The Apprentice, where we give a business £100 and they have to go off and grow that £100. They have 3 months to do it in, but they can do it in any way, as long as it's legal, of course. They can do, you know, they can do simple things like a cake sale or bake-off type things in their office. They can invest it. They can buy products, sell them on eBay. They can do whatever they want with it. It's just a really good way for businesses to kind of get some PR, get their team involved, get staff engagement, and a little bit of competition as well with the local businesses. So they're going to have 3 months from the 1st of March to do that. And then obviously all the funds raised, you all come together and it all come up to charity, basically.
So selling crack cocaine on Market Street is not really included. Is that a reasonable assumption?
That is, yes, definitely not. Like I said, we want to keep it legal and ethical and just really have some fun with it, really. So it would be interesting to see what businesses come up with, because we don't know all the answers. I imagine it's going to be different angles for different sort of business sectors as well. We're going to try and segment it so it's a bit more fair on smaller businesses compared to the large corporates as well.
Yeah, so a big corporate could say, right, Janice, your job for the next 3 months is to do nothing else but this.
Yeah, oh, I love that if they did that.
Yeah, then you got Frank in the back bedroom who's got his VAT just come through. He's going, oh my God, what can I do? You know, walking around with a placard, yeah, perhaps outside his front door. So, what sort of response have you had? What sort of response have you had then to it?
So, we've only just really launched it last week. We've just done a little marketing campaign around it. So, we've had some people been hearing more, I suppose. We're actually doing the main launch next Wednesday as part of the Marketing Stockport event that we're part of. And we're trying to push it out to as many of our sort of already customers, those, our contacts as possible. So we're hoping that we'll at least get a minimum of 20 businesses involved.
Fantastic. Just talk to me a little bit about the employee engagement side of it, because I know we've discussed this before briefly, but I think this is quite interesting because we in Geeky Group, as you probably remember, are involved quite a lot now in employee engagement. We do podcasts for the Northwest Employee Engagement Group. We do software for it, and I thought it was a very interesting point you made that I'd not thought of before about how charity activity can help significantly in employee engagement. So just give me a kind of a bit of an overview as to why that is.
Yeah, so more and more people are basically wanting to work for a company with a heart, I suppose, where they can get a bit more back than just doing their job. So there's lots of research out there at the moment that people are actually actively looking for companies who do charity work or that are ethical. So corporate social responsibility is definitely a growing area. So how people can get the best out of their staff, really, now it actually the company really ticks in with what we're doing here, especially for this challenge, because it'll get people involved, I think. It'll get them excited about doing something different than just their day job. It'll help them develop skills like leadership skills, business acumen, and it'll also just be a bit of fun, I suppose, and a little bit of competition, maybe with different departments with some of the different companies. So it's just a bit of an added value thing, really, for an employer to offer to their staff that, you know, we do extra things. We don't expect to come into work, you know, 9 to 5 and go home without doing anything extra. And that's why, as well, we offer volunteering opportunities, for example. A lot more companies are going down that route now where they offer, you know, a certain amount of days a year where people can actually take a day out to volunteer, kind of thing.
Right, yeah, I suppose, and I suppose it does test creativity, doesn't it, as well, and challenges creativity in order to
absolutely.
Make the most of it. Yeah. Okay, so what stops somebody just taking the 100 quid and then going off to Ibiza for a week?
That sounds like a nice idea. we are going to make this sign an agreement. And we will be doing some due diligence around companies that are signing up. So most of the companies that we already have relationships with, for example, you know, we kind of know that they're legitimate companies. We highly doubt that someone will do that. So we have got a bit of a process in place, but at the same time, it's like with anything we do, we can't force anything, I suppose. It would be a shame if we did do that, but we'd like to hope that the people we're already dealing with wouldn't do that.
Right, yeah, no, I mean, absolutely agree with you. I just thought it was worth mentioning. Definitely. That's the whole thing about. Do you know we have a money back, slight aside, but we have a money back guarantee, or don't pay, we call it in Geeky. And people have said to me over the years, "Oh, that's really risky. It's crazy and everything." But it's not bit me in the backside yet. And I've been doing this since 2003. And I think it's on the basis that the vast majority of people are honest. And if they tell you that they're not happy with something or they want something more, then you can put it right. But arguably, I don't want them. I don't want them paying if they're not happy with what we're doing, because it doesn't do the brand any good. The reason I make the point is that I think the vast majority of people are pretty honest, decent people. And of course, in the news generally, we quite often see the bad stuff, so we think everybody's doing that or like that, which just isn't true, really. So how do they find out more about it? Is there a website address or whatever, and how do they then apply? Is it all the details on there?
Yeah, so everything's on the website, or they can obviously email myself as well. So the website is www.supportability.org.uk. And my email address is becky.shorrock@supportability.org.uk.
Right, that's absolutely fantastic. So I'll put that up. I'll also mention it in the heading or the notes underneath it. So on the audio, there is a video version of this as well, which I'm doing, which is just basically watching me and listening to you, which is can be quite a horrific thought process for most people. but some people are desperate to see me. And you believe that?
Of course.
Yeah, believe that. Believe anything. Right. Okay. Well, that's brilliant. Thanks very much for joining me today in the news, Becky, and very, very much luck with what you're doing. I think it's wonderful and great to see charities being creative in finding new ways to generate funds for what are extremely worthy causes. And I know that you guys are very keen to get the funding in at a time when it can be a bit of a challenge. So well done and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye.